Lobsang, hello.
Yeah, hello.
You are coming from India.
Yeah, I'm coming from India. I was born in India.
You have a company in India?
Yeah, I have a company called Gangjung Doga. It's a Tibetan troupe established by one person called Doga. And I'm working under him for like 8 years now.
What's the characteristic of this company?
Well, the main aim and objective of this company is to teach young boys and girls about our culture. This is a voluntary association. Nobody gets paid. I'm the active member of that company, but we don't get paid. We're just working for the culture.
What kind of dance you propose to the public?
Well, for me, it's difficult because there is some dance I can do myself alone, solo. And there are lots of dances in Tibetan culture, but sometimes with less people and we have to perform solo, it's not possible to perform all the dances. But I prefer to dances the main items of Tibetan history, that is in main of the Potala. There's Lhasa, is the capital of Tibet, where most of the famous culture are established.
Today we saw traditional dance. It's important for you, traditional?
Oh yeah, it's because as you have seen that all the people around the world, they are performing here in this small town. For them, they are very lucky because they can perform their culture and they can be proud of our culture. But I'm also proud of my culture. But the main sadness I have in my mind is that these people has a free country, whereas I don't have the free country. But I'm just trying to preserve my culture for the future people.
You have a school in India?
Yeah, I studied in the refugee school established by the Indian government. It was a refugee school that the Dalai Lama asked the Indian government to help for the poor Tibetan peoples, mostly for the children. So I studied there, and there is a special teacher who was sent by the professional training, who they teach us Tibetan traditional dance and songs. But I came after I was an active member of the group in the school. But after I finished my school, I was more involved in the culture.
You were born in India.
Yeah, I was born.
Your parents are Tibetan.
Yeah, my parents are from Kham region, is east of Tibet. My father is from Lithang and my mother is from Derge.
They are in China now or in India?
No, my parents, they both expire. They are no longer here with me. They expire.
What they think now about what Tibet is become?
Well, Tibet is in the most powerful hand, China. I think we are losing our culture, we are losing our religions in the hand of Chinese. Whereas I'm trying my best to preserve my culture for the future generations. But now I don't think that Tibet is there, because Tibet is there for the namesake, but all the things that they are doing inside Tibet is totally Chinese way, and the performance they are doing to save the culture in the namesake. But they are destroying our culture, our religions. And I think it's not a good situation right now in Tibet.
There is an evolution in China. Actually, many people are Buddhist now.
Well, before the communist, I learned that before there is a communist group by Mao Zedong, Chinese was very religious in Buddhism. Nowadays, I don't know, because people are waiting for democracy and Chinese are communists and they don't want to give democracy. Whereas I think the Dalai Lama, I heard lots of speeches that Dalai Lama doesn't need any full independence. He's just asking for autonomous regions where Chinese can look after the borders and we have our own government. But Chinese doesn't want to have any dialogues with the Tibetan government. And where I know that the Chinese are, Chinese are more focused on the democracy than of a communist. And I think at the same time, people are believing in God. Yeah.
I saw in China last year many Buddha's temple.
Yeah, in Tibet also there are lots of temples established by Chinese government, but inside there are strict restrictions where they can practice only this and that. They can't go further. That's why the most of the monks from Tibet, they come to India and they live in exile and study their Buddhism in India. But I think sometimes Chinese are just showing to the world that they are doing everything for as a religion, as a culture, but I don't think they are doing a good job.
In India, how is the evolution now?
Well, India is, in India, the Tibetan people are waiting for the freedoms and autonomous regions. And Indian government, as usual, they are our second home and they are trying their best to solve this problem for Tibetan. I don't know, it's a complex situation right now.
The economy of India is growing now.
India is a developing country. Sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low, and it has a... It's a complex political country. It's different than other countries. Sometimes it grows, sometimes it falls down. It's a complex country.
But there are many investments in India now, foreigner investment. And is culture, dance, theater, and so on help more than before in India by the government?
For Tibetan?
For artists.
Well, India has a strong ground for culture. And when I was small, I see lots of classical dances and songs, music. But I think nowadays it's vanishing. It's coming into modern generations where they are performing contemporary dances and songs. India, at the same time, I think is changing a lot. It's coming into Western parts, facing the Western parts and copying it from Western countries. It's very, very complex, and it's very, very... as an artist, as a culture, traditional artist, it is very hard to survive.
It's possible to be professional in India?
As a Tibetan, no. Yeah, because there are more Indian than Tibetans, and even we sing songs, we compose songs, modern songs, today's generation songs, because they don't understand Tibetan. So for us, it's very not possible to be have a good life. But India, there is lots of boys and young boys and girls trying to be an artist, a professional, but not successful. And it's a struggling country, but I don't see there is a big hope.
What do you think about French public?
Oh, well, for me, first of all, French is a big country and beautiful, and people are beautiful. I eat lots of cheese and, French, I see French people are very, very lucky because of their freedom to express, whereas I don't have that kind of freedom. But I like French very much. The only problem is the language, which I don't understand. I'm trying to learn step by step, but I think this is a good country.
Do you know festivals in Europe? Some festival interest you?
Well, I want to try many things in Europe, but when I go to one theater, there is a boat with lots of papers, where there are lots of festivals, and for me, it's very complex to... But for me, I'm just starting to be a professional. But I really want to experience more about European culture and European festivals. But it's just starting. I think the Gen Theatre International with Philippe and Natalie has given me lots of opportunity since last year. And I'm looking forward to be more experienced and more professional after day by day. Because I believe in them and they believe in me. That's why I'm here today.
Thank you. Welcome in France.
Merci.